When we typically talk about the challenges to the New Hampshire economy, we tend to place them in a context. We say, yes, there are challenges, but on the whole, we're in a pretty good place. We have one of the nation's highest median incomes and one of its most educated workforces, the foundations for economic success. A new report from the New Hampshire Center for Public Policy Studies says it might not be that simple, that there may be other indicators showing the foundation may not be as strong as we think. Economist Dennis DeLay is one of the authors of that report, and he joins me now. Dennis, good to talk with you as always.
Good afternoon.
The report says these indicators are actually the byproduct, in a way, of the same indicators of economic strength that we've seen over the last few decades. Could you start by tracing that arc for us?
Sure. When economists have talked about economic growth and how the economy grows, we try to understand it using three factors. And this is actually based on a model by a Nobel Prize-winning economist, Solow was his name. And essentially what determines economic growth is growth in the labor force, growth in capital investment, and the productivity of the labor force and the growth of that. So you have those three things. And that what we started to do at the center was say, let's take a look at each of those three factors and see how they have changed over time. And what we found out and report in the report that we released today is that those three things have changed fundamentally in the last couple of years. And there's every reason to think that they probably won't improve in the near term unless something is done from a public policy perspective. Let's take the labor force first. New Hampshire population growth has slowed considerably in the last few years. Some of that is the result of the Great Recession and the fact that people are less mobile and that New Hampshire has always relied on in-migration from other parts of the country, in particular Massachusetts, in order to grow the population. But that actual slowdown in population growth was starting before the Great Recession began. If you look at capital investment, the second of the three things I was just talking about, it turns out that capital investment in New Hampshire, investment by private companies, is not growing as quickly in the more recent past and is not growing as quickly as it is in other regions of the country right now. And if you look at the third thing, productivity, you know, the technical skills of the labor force, that's tied in somewhat to the first thing. A lot of the improvement in educational attainment in New Hampshire came from the fact that highly educated people were locating into New Hampshire because of our quality of life, because of a host of other reasons. So there are other places in the country that are now getting smarter than we are faster. And that's because they're attracting a lot of migrants that we no longer are. And educational attainment is rising in the Southwest states and the Rocky Mountain states at a faster rate than it's rising in New Hampshire. So the bottom line is that we think that people have had this perception of New Hampshire as a high growth, high value added state, that we've always come out of recessions a little bit faster than the other states around us. And none of those things are true any longer. They've actually all changed. That's why the title of the report is Tailwinds, things that were pushing the economy along in New Hampshire have now started to become headwinds.
How much of the problems that this report is focusing on are common in New Hampshire and the other states in New England? And how much is New Hampshire a different case than those states?
New Hampshire is not, in some measures, is not performing as well as some of the rest of the New England states. Vermont right now has a lower unemployment rate than New Hampshire does and has actually been adding more jobs in the last few months than at a quicker pace than New Hampshire has. The overall economic conditions in Massachusetts is actually been a little bit more vibrant in the last year or so than they have been in New Hampshire.
And if that's the case, and if these states are recovering faster than the Granite State is recovering, how much of that could be attributed to policies or changes that those states have put in place that may give them a leg up in near term or even going forward further down the road?
You know, there are other states in the country that probably initially in this recession had a harder time and it had a more difficult recession than New Hampshire did. That might have put those states in a position to look at public policies that encouraged economic growth and caused them to invest in things like infrastructure and the labor force and education and those things. So that's a part, that's sort of the phase two of the work that we're planning to do to get a more complete understanding of what makes you know, a region competitive. And there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of ideas about that. You know, states, different states are talking about creating a culture of entrepreneurship, an environment where companies can grow and there where there's a lot of collaboration between educational institutions and local government, state government, and the businesses themselves. I mean, there's a lot that we can learn, I think, in and apply to New Hampshire going to forward.
Dennis DeLay of the New Hampshire Center for Public Policy Studies. You can find out more about today's new economic report at our website, nhpr.org.